follow-up meeting, which is being coordinated by the African Union, and it's a mechanism that a tripartite mechanism enables the African Union and the UN to review development in Mali, see how it can respond to it within the context of the impending deployment of the peacekeeping force. If you recall, recent leaders have mandated that ECOWAS deploy a peacekeeping force there, and on that basis, we're working on the possible deployment of 3,300 troops there. And it was in that context that we're having this tripartite meeting to review the latest development and see how we can respond, particularly against the background of the 45 days mandate that was given by the UN Security Council, asking the ECOWAS to be able to give them some clarification as to certain elements, certain aspects of the force for which they are not quite clear about. But on the basis of which will form the basis for the authorization that we need, the Chapter 7 authorization, that will enable for us to deploy the Bottom Mali. So this meeting will review the situation in Mali, will look at various perspectives, review various perspectives, and try and develop a roadmap that will enable us to respond to the requirements of the UN Security Council as per UN Security Council Resolution 2071, so that we can address the challenges that the UN Security Council has put on our plate to be able to satisfy the Council in order to qualify to get the Chapter 7 mandate.
Will this meeting review specifically plans that you would put before the UN Security Council before deployment?
We already have been working on a variety of plans. I mean, since this crisis started and since the decision was made by heads of state and government that we needed to deploy a force there in order to enable us working with the Mali forces to deal with the challenge in the north of Mali. But we're working on a variety of plans. But what's obvious now is that the UN is asking us to clarify certain aspects of that plan. And what this meeting of 19th is for us to look at to be able to leverage the expertise of both the UN and the AU in order for us to see how best we can meet the requirements of them and to clearly be for the UN to authorize us to deploy. If you recall, to provide those qualifications, and this meeting is one of the measures on the basis of which we want to meet that UN Security Council requirement.
So what role is the African Union playing ahead of the troop deployment or ECOWAS standby force to Mali? How is it coordinating with ECOWAS and the United Nations in this effort?
Yeah, don't forget, the African Union, within the context of the... Well, let me put it the other way around. The ECOWAS is one of the regulatory communities for the purpose of the African Union security architecture. So at the level of the region, ECOWAS is there. But ECOWAS is all part of the REX in Africa that now comes architecture dovetail into the African Union architecture. So we're working with African Union because there have been suggestions from some members of the African Union that they'll be interested in contributing to supporting the peacekeeping arrangement in Mali. And of course, there's a sense also that there's a holistic involvement of the various structures in Africa in addressing the situation in Mali. So African Union will come in within the context of the African security architecture and within the context of how we can leverage each other's strengths to address the problem there in Mali. But like I said, this particular initiative is within the context of the African Union trying to work with us to see how working together we can deal with the particular situation in Mali.